Proclamation number 6589 of 7th of July, 1956. For teachers. Dead proclaimers. A clear realization and assessment of spiritual knowledge will make your work much easier for you who want to work for me. For you always must prepare for hearing objections or for having to answer questions. And only a convincing answer will dispel the doubts which prevent fellow human beings from accepting what you offer them. Human beings cannot possess equal knowledge unless the same degree of maturity has yielded them the knowledge. But if a person wants to teach, if he wants to convince his fellow human beings, then he must first be knowledgeable himself and also possess the ability to judge in order to be able to represent his knowledge convincingly. And therefore he must have received knowledge from me myself as a result of his will and a certain maturity of soul. Thus not every person is fit for a teaching function containing spiritual knowledge. And this fitness can never be achieved through study, through the intellectual acquisition of knowledge which certainly concerns spiritual fields but cannot yet be called spiritual knowledge, because other prerequisites are necessary for the acquisition of such knowledge. But I want people to be instructed, and thus I myself must train the teachers who convey spiritual knowledge to their fellow human beings in such a manner that it is effective, i.e., that it brings about their transformation. That fellow human beings understand what is important and make an effort to meet my requirements. What is not presented to them in an understandable way they will not pursue either. And what is only held up to them schematically will also only be adhered to schematically and have no effect on the soul. It does not suffice that people are only given the empty knowledge of dogmatic doctrines of faith, and it is also not enough that they know about the way of life of the man Jesus and his fate on earth. Only the truthful explanation of what is demanded to be believed. Only the right description of Jesus' mission, of the cause and purpose of his act of salvation will move people to live accordingly. And this truthful presentation and explanation can only be given to you by a fit teacher who is thus introduced to this knowledge by me myself and who himself fulfilled the prerequisites in order to be able to understand and assess the knowledge. In order to then also be able to represent it with conviction. Only then will it also be possible for him to refute every objection. For then it will not be dead knowledge but knowledge full of life, which can never be gained through study alone. But people are to be awakened from their dead state to life, they are to be transferred from the state of lightlessness, of lack of knowledge, into a state of brightest light, so that they realize everything clearly and now also live according to this on earth. Thus they must be offered the right knowledge and in such a way that they are willing to accept it, because a convinced proclaimer of the gospel will also speak powerfully, because his conviction makes him speak vividly and he therefore will produce impression, whereas dead proclaimers are unsuccessful despite intellectually acquired knowledge of the greatest extent. These are not the right teachers I need in order to convey spiritual knowledge to people. They are still dead themselves and first must come alive before they can awaken others to life. They will only ever make use of acquired words which lack persuasiveness unless they are so full of themselves that they consider themselves and their intellect infallible and now draw their powers of persuasion from that. But these will only achieve that they are not contradicted, but they will never be able to kindle a living faith. Nor will they kindle a light, because they themselves have not yet kindled it in themselves. They certainly have knowledge but no realization. And thus they are not fit for a teaching function through which people are to come to life. Amen.